Thank you and a pleasant good morning to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth. This program is brought to you each Saturday morning at 9:45 by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. It is so good to have you in our listening audience, and may we be open and receptive to the teachings of the Word of God, realizing that we one day shall stand before our eternal Creator and give an accounting of how we have handled His Word in the life that we're living each day. And I don't know of a better way to get before you the fact that certain religious practices and doctrines in which some are engaged in today are not taught in the Bible than the plan I followed in our lesson last week. And that was a request that each one ask your preacher for certain information. I wish to follow this approach for the next few studies with you. Having been a preacher myself for 41 years, I have some idea as to what should be expected of a preacher and of what should be his attitude toward those who inquire of him concerning the things he teaches and practices in religion. And with the Bible as our rule of faith and practice, we should be very anxious to do just the things it authorizes, nothing more, nothing less. Even a preacher should not want to practice in religion those things that God's Word does not teach. And if he is following the New Testament as his authority, he should be more than willing to tell you just where you can read the various things he teaches and practices. Consequently, I come to you again today with the request that you ask your preacher regarding a number of things that I shall introduce. Your speaker is Robert Swain. First of all, ask your preacher where the Bible says that all denominations are branches of the same vine. And I'm sure you have heard this statement made many times, no doubt when denominationalism is being discussed. And it's rather obvious that the religious world is woefully divided with conflicting doctrines and practices of every kind. And not only do denominations differ in name, they differ in teaching and in practice. Their doctrines are in many places in direct conflict with one another. In no sense is there unity or harmony or concord, but there is discord and disagreement and division. We sometimes ask if God is pleased with a condition like this, and we're often told that it's perfectly all right, for all denominations are just branches of the same vine. Now, if you have heard your preacher say this, please ask him where the Bible says so. I've read the statement made by Jesus in John 15, 1 through 6, and I want you to open up your Bibles and study that. That's often relied on to sustain this idea, but it doesn't say anything that even remotely resembles that. In this passage, Jesus is talking to his disciples. Did you notice that? He's not talking to denominations, but to his disciples. And to his disciples, Jesus said in verse 5, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. If he were speaking of denominations, would he not have said, I am the vine, and they are the branches? But he didn't say that, did he? He said, ye are the branches. A number of disciples made a number of branches. Christ was and is the vine. The disciples were and are the branches. And each disciple in Christ was a branch in the vine. It took just one disciple to make a branch. For Jesus said in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Now this repudiates the idea that Jesus referred to denominations as branches, doesn't it? Now be honest with yourself, for in that case, it would take a great group of men to make a branch. But Jesus said one man makes a branch, so this is not the passage that must be found. If your preacher refers you to this passage, call his attention to the fact that one man is a branch.